It's time for Stories from the Road with Baruch on WBKM.org.
I'm in the small village of Vesalo in the Castelbianco Comuna in the province of Savona, in the region of Liguria, in northern Italy. It's the eve of the solstice. I'm walking on an old dirt road next to a stone wall. The land here has been terraced for many centuries, and the terraces are all places where people are growing fruit trees and have vegetable gardens. There's a stream, there are fireflies. Just after sunset, the night creatures are out. It's very quiet and beautiful. There are people living in this village who have lived here their entire lives, some of whom have never been further than a couple of hundred kilometers away. And there are people here who have apartments or houses here and live in the city elsewhere and just come for the weekends or during the summer to get out of the city heat. There are tons of olive trees. The cherries have just gone by. The peaches will be ready soon. There are fig trees growing all over the place. And right now I'm walking down this path and looking at hundreds of fireflies blinking in the air. It's a very peaceful place. There's not a lot that goes on here. There's a bus that comes at 7 in the morning and again at 2 in the afternoon to go to Albenga, which is the nearest big town. And that's it. And as I walk down the path now, I'm walking past a bunch of beehives. A few weeks ago, I saw a swarm hanging from a branch. Hundreds, maybe thousands of bees all just clustered together. This is Italian country life. It's quiet, it's peaceful. This region is the foothills of the Italian Alps. It's about 40 miles or so from the French border. And I'm up here in the mountains about 10 kilometers north of the sea, the Mediterranean. So I look to the south, there are tall stone mountain towers that come down into green trees, go all the way down the valley. There's a river at the bottom of the valley. Italy is a place where a lot of people garden. Wherever you go, you'll see people growing food. Even on the outskirts of the bigger towns, like Albenga, there are fields and fields of artichokes. There are terraces here in the mountains where there are tons of olive trees and rosemary growing. Growing food is something people do here. Almost everyone's growing some grapes. People make their own wine. People gather olives from the olive trees and take them to the little village Cisano and have the olives pressed for oil, so they have oil from their own olives. And that's just the way it's been for a long time. And sure, there is modernization, there's change, there are cell phone towers, people drive cars, the roads are paved, there are trains, there's internet, there's all the modern things. But there's a sense of history that's alive. The house I'm staying in is a 700-year-old stone house that some people fixed up when they got it. It was basically a ruin and full of earth and trees growing out of the roof. And they spent the last 10 years fixing it up, literally dynamiting holes in the stone walls for windows. The walls are probably 3 feet thick. Looking up at the village that's built into the hill, it's houses on top of houses. And some of them have lights. People are living there. They've been fixed up. Some of them have been built within the last 50 years. And there are trails that go just behind the village where there are more of these old stone ruins. Some of those have been fixed up and people live in them, and some of them are completely falling apart and are ruins, just waiting for someone to put some love into them, or waiting to just keep gradually disintegrating. In lots of places, there isn't this sense of continuity. It's been lost. In North America, there are no, you know, 1,000-year-old terraces where people have been growing food. There are no 700-year-old stone houses, and so it's much more modern. And you can see the destruction of the modern ways and the lack of connection to that sense of living, continuous history that extends from behind us in time and stretches out in front of us. I wonder if that's part of why modern North American culture seems to be so bent on destruction. There isn't this connection to a sense of continuity. But here, people have lived here like this for thousands of years. If you go down to Alassio, one of the little coastal towns, and look up at the mountain, you can see the old Roman road built by Caesar, where Napoleon marched his armies. And there's something about that sense of continuity, that sense of time, that's comforting and that just naturally allows you to assume a sense of ongoing future. It's just getting dark. You can see the stars. The full moon will be rising soon. It's about 10 o'clock at night. It's a beautiful place to be. No hustle and bustle. No rushing around. It's good. People tend to eat good, simple food. Lots of vegetables. One of the things about Italy is people eat locally without putting a great deal of effort into it. Eating locally is becoming a recognized thing in the United States. It's a new thing because, you know, people have gotten so used to going to the supermarket and getting things from all over the place. But here, if you go buy wine, you'll probably buy wine that's made nearby. The olive oil is local. The vegetables are local. You know, you can get things from further away, but people tend not to as much. They tend to eat what's grown here. So there's a connection to the earth. There's a connection to the place. And down the hill from the village, there's an area that is almost like the village commons, except it's not held in common. It's in little strips, and everyone has their own little garden in there. It's not a community garden in the sense that we're getting used to in the United States now. It's people owning their own plot, and their family has probably owned it for generations. But people are out there, and they work in the garden every day, and there's potatoes and artichokes and tomatoes and garlic and zucchini, and people grow flowers, and it's life. It's just life, as it's been for a long time. There's a lot to be said for that. We're going to close this segment with some music from Italy, a guy named Fabrizio De André. He died 9 years ago, and he was born just at the beginning of the Second World War. His father was an anti-fascist, and the music speaks for itself. And that will be followed by something from Joni Mitchell's most recent recording, which is called Shine, a song called This Place.
You've been listening to Stories from the Road with Baruch on WBKM.org.